Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Katie, how can we help you, madam?
Hey, so I met this guy, Dale, through our mutual friends. So we started texting. We vibed really well, so we ended up going out to dinner. The dinner was awesome. And so after dinner, I invited him back to my place, and everything was good there, too. We hooked up. He spent the night, which usually I kind of don't like a guy to spend the night on the first time we hang out.
Yeah, you're saying it so nonchalant, like you do it all the time.
You know, I'm single. It is what it is.
No, I get like you felt like that much of a good vibe from him.
Yeah, so I let him stay over. But plus, we'd had a couple of drinks, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
And I woke up in the morning. He had dipped on me. Like, I felt like it was a little bit weird. Maybe I was like, okay, maybe he had to go to work, or I don't know, maybe he has a dog at home. Who knows? But he never texted me after that. He didn't call. He didn't text.
Didn't leave a note. Nothing. Text.
I mean, nothing.
So what happened? Was the sex trash? What's going on?
No, I thought that everything was good. I mean, it was our first time, so it wasn't, you know, the best ever. It's not like we knew each other very well, but it wasn't trash.
You sound almost too normal.
Which, what do you mean?
I don't know. She just sounds so normal. So I feel like it's something sexual that he wasn't ready for. You know what I mean?
No, I think it was all pretty normal. You know, like that's why I'm confused. That's why I'm calling you guys, because I just have no idea.
Did you come out of the closet dressed like an animal? Are you a furry? Is that what it is?
A furry.
I'm not a furry.
What is going on in your house?
Yeah, yeah. Did you peg him? We had a guy who didn't know what pegging was, and he's still traumatized to this day.
Pecking?
Oh, never mind. Let's just move on.
Never mind. Okay, so that's...
Hello?
Hi, is this Dale?
Yeah, this is Dale.
Oh, perfect. Dale, my name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Good morning.
Oh, shit. I know you guys. Oh, my God. Are you calling... Wait. Are you calling me? Is this... Second date update?
Oh.
Yes.
No way. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So is it Katie? Is Katie on the line?
Wow.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yes, we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, she's on the line. We're getting right to it.
Yeah. The reason I left Katie is because you're a whore.
Yo.
No. That's unnecessary.
Hold on. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Katie, are you still
there? Excuse me?
What?
Okay, wait.
Yeah, you heard me.
Wait, hold on. How could you? Why? Because you guys had sex on the first date?
No, not because we had sex on the first date. Because she fucked some other guy earlier that night.
What?
Yeah. What?
I found out in the middle of the night.
You found out in the middle of the night that she has sex with another dude?
Yep.
That same day.
How the fuck?
Wait, hold on. Katie, I'm going to put Katie on mute right now because I need to. Katie, hold on. I'm going to let you rebut, but we need to hear the story of how Dale found out that you had sex with another guy, if you did. So what happened?
All right, so check this out. This is crazy. First of all, she sleeps with her eyes open.
Okay.
Which is super creepy to
what?
Begin with.
Yeah. My sister does that. I know what that's
really?
Like.
Really?
I've never seen someone sleep with their eyes open.
I used to
open.
Have conversations with my sister, and then I'd be like, oh my God, she's been asleep for like 10 minutes.
Okay, that's weird.
You know.
Yeah.
But so she's sleeping there, and I just got, you know, I got this kind of weird feeling. So I took her phone, and I put it in front of her face, and it did the facial recognition that unlocked her phone.
God. Yeah. It's kind of
And the first thing I saw were videos of her f***ing this other guy.
And it had the same date on it?
Yeah, it was videos from that day.
Whoa. Okay. Katie's back, by the way.
Through my phone?
I mean, I didn't have to go that far through your phone. They were right there.
Okay, first of all, who on the first day that they're meeting somebody takes their phone and goes through it?
Uh-oh, someone sounds guilty.
A better question is, who f***s some guy, then right, goes out on another date and f***s another guy?
I mean, guys do it all the time. If this was a guy, would you be saying the same thing? No, you would be congratulating him.
Oh, so you did do have sex with another...
I didn't f*** somebody else before our date.
Oh, God, I don't want to interrupt, but I have so many questions. Katie.
Yeah, I mean, you saw what you saw. You saw the dates. I'm not going to deny that because I don't need to deny that.
Okay.
My business, that has nothing to do with you.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Sure.
Okay, so you're clearly admitting that you had sex with another guy earlier. Was it another date you were? Like, can you explain?
You know, it wasn't another date. It was my ex who was really upset that I was moving on and was going on another date.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ended up moving up and talking. He was trying to get back together. I am done with that. But we just have one last situation.
Yeah.
Situation.
Is that what we're calling it these days?
That's actually a good explanation. So, like, how far in advance did you have sex with your ex-boyfriend before, you know, going on the date with Dale?
No, I checked. It was literally right before. Like, we went out at 6.
Yeah.
They had sex at, like, 4:45.
Wow.
Damn.
Well, I had enough time to take a shower before we went to dinner.
Okay.
Listen, I don't need all these details.
I'm on both your sides for this one. Literally, 50-50 because... You know, I completely understand everything Katie's saying. Her story makes sense. But at the same time, if I was Dale, I'd be a little bit like, I would feel funny about it. So why don't you guys...
Okay, but what about the fact that this guy went through my phone in the middle of the night? We don't even know each other. That's weird.
That is weird.
Okay, Katie gets more points.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything to dispel guys' trust issues right now, okay? Like, basically, you're just making an argument for every guy to try to go through a girl's phone on the first date.
Oh, God.
Okay, yeah, because guys are the ones with trust issues. This is such a double standard.
Guys.
If you were talking about a guy,
I didn't fuck anybody.
See, you see this conversation that you're having right now? Why don't you have it with some appetizers in between you?
Okay.
We can make this work.
Ramiro, you'll be way too optimistic.
Now that I know that Dale's the kind of guy who goes through your phone while you're sleeping and he doesn't even know you, I actually don't want to go on another date with you. My friends were totally wrong with thinking
you. There you go. News flash for you. You're not going to go out with anybody ever again, because if there's a single woman out there that you're about to go on a date with, I guarantee you, she's had sex at some point.
Yeah, at some point, I don't care. But right before we order mozzarella sticks... You can't be banging some other guy.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.